The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you're listening to TKR, you just heard a wonderful show called Mission Minded. Keep your mind, your mission, your mission, your mind. He's Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB.org. They do wonderful work down there in Montgomery. And, of course, we have a show called Bite by Bite, which is specific to feeding America and our food pantries around the world. And Bite by Bite, of course, comes on every single week, and we always come up with different ideas. You had an idea from last week that you were talking about that you kind of wanted to further this week here on BBB.
Yeah, kind of. I like to, we're looking here to kind of expand outside of food banking, because there's so many of these principles that both apply to the nonprofit space. And then there's a lot of these principles of nonprofit that bleed over into the for-profit space. So it really depends on how you take this information. But the lifeblood of any nonprofit is fundraising. And in a few weeks, I'll get into the importance of diversifying how your revenue comes in to support your nonprofit. But a great example of that is the USDA cuts I've been talking about. So, you know, if we were counting on a certain amount of money, well, then that's gone. Now, what do you do? Because the bottom line is you have to have your expenses match your revenue. So you really have to, like, you're all right now. I'm cut out revenue. So I either have to replace that revenue or I'm going to have to cut expenses. And unfortunately, you know, that can be programs that you're doing. That would be personnel. There's a lot of things, you know, that could have to go. So one of the things I do is I try to coach other nonprofits and teach them the importance of fundraising. And a lot of people would say, okay, if I want to fundraise, and their minds usually just go to an event. But you can't survive in the nonprofit world just doing an event every month. Sure. You have to have a donor base. And so really what I try to coach them and teach them on is how you develop that, how you grow that, how you sustain that.
Good.
It's very, very critical. And so before you do anything, one of the things that's just absolutely vital is to be able to identify why your organization matters. And when I tell people this, you know, I can see just the gears. It sounds so simple, but it's always the so what. If somebody says, well, what do you do? You know, it's the 30-second elevator speech. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Well, I'm at the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Well, what's the food bank do? And you've got to have a little succinct statement, because you just pushed the seventh floor and you've got from the first to the seventh floor to make a difference or to help them understand it. But ultimately, you've got the so what. Okay, so you exist. You feel like this is your thing, but what happens? I mean, why does that matter? Why was this started? Why? What impact are you making? What's the so what? I mean, you're asking me for money. I want to know why you matter. What are there any ramifications if you were to go away, if you were to poof, not exist tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, I better have that answer in my pocket before I ever even consider asking anybody for a dime, because a lot of fundraising is talking to people, not just about what you do and saying, yeah, come do it, but making an appeal to what matters to people and saying, so you have to identify what's the problem. Well, in food banking, it's a lot of people for a lot of different reasons that struggle to make ends meet. And not just the adults, but the children and seniors begin to suffer. And then there's trauma related and all that. So you help them see this big problem in society that maybe they never connected to not having enough food. And then you have to go, so if we're supported, then we impact tens of thousands, a couple of hundred thousand lives in our area. But now with the USDA cuts, now there's going to be some children. Now there's going to be some seniors who go to bed hungry, lacking the proper nutrition, dealing with all that kind of stuff. And it's because we don't have the funds, not mm-hmm. because we don't have the will. So that's a huge impact. Then somebody then said, okay, let's say I have $50 to give. Each person has to make the decision. Okay, yes, that's a huge problem in society. I don't want any my neighbors, children, or anything else to go to bed hungry. Okay, you've told me why it matters and that you exist and the impact that you're making. So now I've made the argument, and that I've appealed to. It's logical. The whole thing fits. They're like, okay, that is a legitimate problem in society. You're addressing that problem. If you don't have the resources to address that problem, there's going to be a lot of human suffering right here in our neighborhood. You help the person connect all those dots and you make an appeal to them. Now, some people might even say, is that manipulation? Oh. And not in a nefarious way. I'm not trying to manipulate you for personal gain. I'm not trying to sell you a bill of goods. That's not true. I'm trying to help educate the community on what the reality is with families who are battling poverty and hunger and food insecurity, or live in places where they just don't have access to the fresh air, all those kind of things. That's a reality.
Yeah.
We're stepping into that space as representatives of our community, and you as a member of the community, we're inviting you. We're telling you we need your support because we don't have the resources to do it without the community supporting itself. So that emboldens me then to go be able to talk about it, to talk energetically about it, to ask with confidence what's going on. I mean, to invite people to partake in it. And that's vastly different than if you go out and representing, whether it's your for-profit business, like, why are you in business? Who are you? What difference are you making in the community? All of that. You don't have an answer for that. If you're like, yeah, we do this. Okay, what happens if you don't? Well, this could happen. This might happen. That's not going to inspire people to donate and support. So part of fundraising is wrapping your mind around the idea that I have to educate people. I have to get out there. I have to talk with people. I can't just always do it in an email. An email, a newsletter, a mail out, all that has a role and a part. But I got to get out there and talk to people about why I'm passionate about what I do. So if you're in that space, there's just no shortcuts to that. You gotta own it, you gotta live it, you gotta be it, and get out there and tell people why you're making a difference in this world.
And you can make a difference right now, hafb.org, .com, .net. It's good, works for all the dots. You can also hashtag HAFB, which you do right here on Tony Curry Radio and everything we do. Michael, thank you so much, man. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You as well, my friend.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.